Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your color and style questions. Let's see what we've got today. Beth says, how to dress and not look stubby and without shape. So I'm guessing that if you're describing yourself as stubby, Beth, that potentially you are probably more petite. So if you were born with a lacking in height, things you can do to make you look taller but also slimmer. And this would be go for the column of colour. It is the most useful tool for looking taller and slimmer. So you can do an inner column. So this is where your top and your bottom half, whatever you happen to be wearing, pants, skirts, are the same colour. And then you can wear a different coloured outer layer, like a jacket, cardigan, some sort of topper, kimono, whatever you like. Or we can do the outer column. And this is where basically your suit is your traditional kind of outer column. This is where the jacket and the bottom, so pants, skirts, are the same colour, but the top on the middle is a different colour. Of course, if it's in the middle of summer and you don't want to wear a third piece, you can just have the top and bottom in the same colour. And then if you want to add more colour, particularly if you've got high colour contrast, add some jewellery or a scarf or something like that in a colour to create some contrast and interest. But this is my number one tip for looking taller and leaner. Number two, creating shape. So I'm guessing that potentially you may not have a really defined waist just from how you've described yourself. So what I'd say, but we can't necessarily over shape the clothes. So what we want to think about is a skimming fitted silhouette, but not clinging, but also not big and baggy, because this tends to shorten us down. You're only as wide as the widest garment you're wearing. So if you've got some clothes that are wider than they are long, they tend to make you look much larger, much wider. So think about clothes that skim past the outside of your body, but don't cling, but create the illusion of a waist without necessarily drawing attention there to create that shaping you're after. So avoid, I know the oversized trend has been around for a while, but anything big and baggy is not going to make you look better. So there would be a couple of little tips to help you look taller and slimmer and create some shape without looking stubby, as you put it. Next question comes from Ulrika, who says, how can someone with light, cool colouring wear those beautiful dark aubergine colours that come up when the weather turns cold? So I like to wear these personally on my bottom half and then wear something lighter on my top half. So thinking about using, and this of course depends on what your value contrast is as well as about how easy it is for you to wear dark and light together, but it could be with the darker aubergine on the bottom, and don't go too dark, just medium dark. And then with a medium to medium light top. And if you've got, if of course it's winter, we can layer up. But this is where that layering allows you to add in a third colour to create that ideal value. So that what is the right kind of value, or lightness or darkness. So if you are a light summer, then you want lighter colours closer to your face. So you might have an outer layer that's lighter, and then you can have a medium colour top and your darker bottoms. And I love to putting things like that aubergine-y colour with your cherries and your raspberry sort of reds and pinky reds. It looks really great together. They can work really well, or of course, you know, you can put it with some neutrals. It's really up to you. But that would be my advice of how you can kind of get away. Because I find in winter, I want to wear my black boots and things like that. My bottoms tend to be darker. So it's just thinking about getting gradually lighter as we get up to the face and then tying those colours together. So I do have what I call my stair concept for value contrast. So have a look at that. Just do Google or Google on Inside Out Style blog stairs and you will find it. Nice little image there shows you exactly what I mean by how you can walk up and down the value stairs. So if you think about light colours being at the top and dark on the bottom, and if ideally you should be sitting on these light stairs, how do you wear the dark ones? You walk down the stairs, where, you know, like light, medium, dark. And this is where too you could even find a light background top that had medium, you know, light and light to medium and into darker colors in a pattern that will work well, that ties the dark of those aubergine pants with your lighter top and your ideal value. There's another idea. Jessie has said, what's the difference between the words soft, muted and smoky? Really, these are pretty interchangeable terms. It really depends where you're reading it. So I know if you're reading Colour Me Beautiful, they will describe the muted or smoky colours as soft. I like to differentiate a little bit between soft and smoky. So if we think about the intensity of colours, so if we look at one of the properties of colours, and colours have three colour properties, one of them is intensity. So that is how bright to how greyed down or muted those colours are. So if you look at a colour wheel, you'll see it's got a very bright bridge and then it's got this greyed down, muted or smoky range of colours. So I like to use the word smoky because it's thinking about a colour and passing a haze of smoke across it. And so it's easy for us to visualise that and know what we are looking for when we are in a store going, has that colour, when we're looking at colour, has it like a haze of smoke's been passed over it? Or is it more like it's a, you know, being put in a milky bath, which is actually just a tint, so that's being lightened. So it is thinking about how that colour has been changed, how the intensity has been brought down. So taking the brightness out of the colour by adding little increments of grey. And that's really how we make a colour muted or smoky. So I like to call soft on the way to smoky. So it's not bright anymore, but it's not really smoky. It's in between. That to me is kind of like what I do, but you will often read, like I do know that things like Colour Me Beautiful and stuff have used the word soft to replace the word muted, because a lot of people don't like the word muted, they hear mutant. There's also dirty, dull, dusky. Those words generally aren't terribly exciting words, which is like why I like smoky. Smoky's a little bit more mysterious, a little bit more interesting, a little bit more sophisticated, I think. And in fact, one of my palettes is called Sophisticated. And this is because I was listening to an interview where they were talking about colour and somebody actually said that, I think it was in Japanese, that the word for sophisticated also related to these muted, deep, cool, but muted colours. And that's where kind of I went, you know, they are sophisticated. They're more complex. It's harder to dye them, you know, all those sorts of things. They're more complicated and they suit someone who's older. And we generally get more sophisticated as we get older. And so this was where kind of one of the ideas for my absolute colour system for the naming of the groups actually sprang from. So that's kind of just one of those easy words, but there are many words that you will hear in colour. So other words you'd hear for the bright end of that intensity spectrum would be clear, bright, pure. They all mean the same thing. They're just different ways of saying it, like deep and dark, you know, or shade. Deep, dark and shade all mean colours that are darker versus tint and light. Both mean colours that are lighter. So there's a lot of different words in the kind of colour realm that are really very interchangeable. So muted and smoky are basically exactly the same thing. And then I use soft as being not quite as smoky as the smoky colours. So please keep sending me your questions, Imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. I love answering them. It always fascinates me to know what you would like to know more about. Of course, if you'd like to discover your colours and what they are and how they really harmonise with you and, you know, make you shine, because the right colours make a massive difference to how you look. And they also make it really easy to create a cohesive wardrobe that all works together. So it's really so much easier to put together outfits because the colours already relate and harmonise together. So if this is something of interest to you, I do this as part of my 7 Steps to Style program, or of course you can just book a one-on-one consultation with me. So head over to the blog, insideoutstyleblog.com, look for 7 Steps to Style if that is of interest to you, and I will chat to you again soon with more of your questions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.